The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Very, very early indeed. And today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. Yes, ABCs of retirement. And of course, if you can't get enough of us here Sunday morning, don't forget, every Monday through Friday, find us around 8:25 in the morning, around 5:15 p.m. on the work, drive to work, drive back from work. We have the market news, the Hudson Valley Market Report, local business news right here on WHUD. So glad you could join us this Sunday morning. And we'll jump right into the ABCs of retirement. And one of the books I wrote some while ago was called Can I Retire? That's probably about 6 or 7 years ago now. And I was going to pull out some of the concepts of that book because I think it's really important for those thinking about retirement and what that would look like and those approaching retirement. And the Can I Retire model, so to speak, you know, it takes in some science. It takes in some numbers. It starts looking at your situation from 30,000 feet. So it's not a random exercise. Say, can I retire? Well, I think so. So basically what we do is we take a look at your expenses. And I know they fluctuate, particularly those who go to retire. Some people report to us that the retirement expenses are just as high as their normal expenses, pre-retirement expenses, that is. And I see why. I mean, you have more time. It's a positive thing. I think about like when I go to work Monday through Friday, I bring my little lunch and snacks, my little black bag and cooler. Make sure I reach in for an apple instead of reaching for some cookies, though I love my cookies. But my point is, like, Monday through Friday, it's hard to really spend money because I'm at work. And then Saturday and Sunday, definitely spend more, go out to dinner, meet friends, do things like that, and definitely a lot more expensive on the weekends. Why? Because I have more time. And I think a lot of people don't think about that when they retire or before they retire, that having more time, again, that's why we retire. We want to have more time. We want to do the things we want to do, enjoy the friends and family we want to enjoy, but also means you're going to spend more money. And that's okay. But when you factor in your expenses in retirement, please take that into consideration. I mean, there's just too many periodicals out there that talk about, gee, when you retire, let's say let me use simple math. You made $100,000 a year and you can use 70% a year. That's $70,000 a year for retirement. I don't get that. I don't buy that. Especially the first couple years of retirement, which I call the go-go years. Maybe someone else calls them the go-go years too, but I refer to them as the go-go years, meaning from, let's say, from 60 to 70 or 65 to 75. You know, those are the years you want to do the things you want to do. That's the time you want to go to Italy and travel and go through Rome and walk through everything and do all the wonderful things you've been planning on doing. And actually, you do it before retirement as well. But those are the things you want to do there. And the reason why that's important is that you may want to factor in your numbers a little bit differently. The way we do our projections is, okay, so you retire. Okay, so you're used to this amount of expenses. We're going to use those numbers. Well, yeah, we're going to use that number. And then each year, we're going to compound about 2% a year for inflation. Yes, we have to kind of deal with that. I mean, think about all the things that kind of add up. I think about my cell phone bill. I still think about this when it was $29.99 a month. Do you remember that, guys? $29.99. It's true. And that was a flip phone, obviously. Didn't have texting, didn't have the internet. And now I think my last bill came in $140 a month or something like that. So, you know, just like the basic utilities keep going up. So when you factor in inflation, you got to take a look at everything. Property taxes increase a little bit at a time. Utilities, as I mentioned, cell phone kind of being like a utility. Cable bills keep going up. You get my drift. So basically, we have to take a look at your expenses and actually not take a big discount because you're retired. In fact, actually, if it is the go-go years and you plan on doing more traveling or a big home improvement expense, we need to put that in and take a look at that. So when we look at this and try and make it more scientific to know when you can retire or cannot retire, you know, we definitely have to look at expenses, really talk about that, and also allow for a 2% inflation. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright early Sunday morning. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. And we're just talking about can I retire concepts or when can I retire. Now, first side, so it's kind of visualizing the left-hand side are all these expenses. So let's say you use $50,000. in retirement, and the next year at 2% and 2% on top of that, so forth and so on. So you got your left column kind of lined up. Then right of that, you take a look at what your Social Security is. Now, if you're not sure what your Social Security is, go to socialsecurity.org, socialsecurity.org. They used to send them in the mail all the time. I don't get mine anymore. Some people say they get it. Some people, they don't. I think most people say they don't get it by mail. So best thing to do is to check out what you can get in Social Security. Now, it's going to show you what you can receive at 62, what you can receive at 66, and what you can receive at 70. And also, it shows you all the earnings for all the years. And double check that. Maybe about 2%, 5% of the time, clients have told me that Social Security gets it wrong. Yeah, they do. That they have the earnings wrong for some reason. So double check that when you get on socialsecurity.org. Then you take a look at where you can get 62, where you can look at 66, and then you look at 70. Now, so we plug in the Social Security right next to your expenses and see what part of Social Security will cover your expenses, obviously, right? But the thing about Social Security that's kind of tricky is if you're still working at the age of 62, this little window from 62 to 66, I would advise not to take Social Security if you're still working because you're going to give a lot back in taxes. And that's Social Security, by the way, Social Security, and what you get on a monthly basis. If you look on the computer and take a look at your numbers, you'll notice that your numbers increase, obviously, from 62, if you wait to 63, if you wait to 64, so forth and so on. But if you did the calculations the way I've done them, it works out to about an 8% increase. So ideally, I believe, around 66 years old, 66 and 6 months, 66 and 8 months, whatever that is for you, when you can get Social Security, should be the time you start collecting Social Security. Some people wait to age 70, but think about it. Let's say you're going to get $20,000 a year for 4 or 5 years. That's $100,000 in your pocket versus another $500 or $600 or $700 a month at age 70. But the trick here from 62 to 66, watch it very closely. Now, if you're not working and you need it, that's what it's there for. That's why you put in for 40 years or 50 years in Social Security. I think my first job was Welcher Avenue in the A&P. So the A&P is not there anymore. I don't know what took its place, but it was there for a long time. That's Welcher Avenue in Peekskill, and I was a stock boy. Took the carriages in, do whatever I had to do. And I remember being paid $3.45 an hour. I got a raise to $3.45 an hour. That was great. But starting then, right, we did a word papers at 16. And even then, they started collecting Social Security. So you've been putting in for a lot of years. And now you want to maximize it coming out. And it's a big part of retirement. People, you know, look at this and say, gee, if your expenses are $50,000 and you'll be taking about $20,000 in from Social Security, well, look, right away, 40% of your expenses are going to be met by Social Security. So you want to make sure you click the right button when you do this. Most likely, I would tell people, before you make the ultimate decision, go down to Social Security, speak to them, make sure you have all the facts because you definitely want to have a good retirement. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, the ABCs retirement, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined us this early Sunday morning. I can smell the eggs and the coffee going, and you did not invite me. Well, today we're covering the ABCs of retirement. We just heard Mike Bennett give my books for free. What is he doing? We told him to give us a chance for you to get our books for free. The first 20 calls will get Not Your Father's Retirement for free, F-R-E-E, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. 0101. Now, only for the first 20 callers, but I think you can do it. Early bird gets the worm. And think about this. I think, you know, every Sunday we cover different topics. We cover taxes, the markets. Today we're covering the ABCs of retirement. You know, every week there's something that we're doing. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. But the perfect companion to pretty much what we do here every Sunday is my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So get that book now, 845-371-0101. And now this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. I'll give the number once again. Here we go. Get your pen and paper ready. 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about concepts with retirement, the ABCs of retirement. And what's really interesting about the ABCs of retirement is it is that easy when you start thinking about it. A, you want to look at your expenses. And the first thing to do is, you know, really take some inventory. And people say, you know, oh, my expenses are this. And I say, okay, great, great. Does that account for vacations? No, that's my fixed expense. Wait. You gave me $4,000 a month. That's $48,000. Is that everything you have? No, that's just my basic expenses. Well, you know, guess what? We need to pay the other expenses too that happen, which is good. I mean, travel or vacations or entertainment or, you know, other categories like that. So, you know, when we say expenses and we're given these concepts about and how they grow over time, you know, one of the first things to do is take inventory. Most people really don't know what their expenses are. So, and that alone is kind of worth, you know, the whole process, taking some time, going through your monthly statements, pulling some things down. And by the way, I know when you go through this process, you're going to find some opportunities to cut costs. Yes. When you go through and try to find these expenses, you're going to find some reoccurring expenses. Now, if you're corporate America, you love reoccurring revenue. You get, you know, your values based on how much money you bring in each month. And if it's reoccurring, that's really good for companies. But for someone like us, you know, individuals, consumers, some things like reoccurring expenses, like health clubs, if we're using them, that's a great expense. It's actually a really good investment into yourself. And if you're not, maybe you should not be paying for two different clubs they don't go to. And you'll find other things. People say to me all the time, well, you know what? I get it. I got to put more money in my 401k. I know I had to put more money in my 403b. I know they match. I just can't find any more expenses. You know, there's no money at the end of the month. And I get that. But if you actually go through the exercise while you're trying to figure out where your expenses are, so then we can put some inflation rate on expenses. But if you go through the, you know, expenses and try to figure out where you are and what these things are, I think you're going to find some opportunities to take a couple cuts. I mean, what if you come across your statements, your credit card statements? Wow, I haven't used this service in like 4 years. We're paying $20 a month. It didn't sound like a lot, but over four years, it's quite a bit of money, right? So it's 20, 240, yeah, over $1,000. So there are those opportunities in there that you could certainly, you know, not, you know, cross off. And let's say you find yourself an extra $300 a month of savings because you went through the exercise to try to find these things that are reoccurring in your expenses that you're not using. You know, that could go towards your retirement plan. You can increase it. So instead of putting, let's say, 3% a month, you could be 3% a year, you could be putting in 4% a year. You know, these little changes don't sound like a big difference, but they add up over time. Now, Albert Einstein was pretty much the most, I guess, what would you say, the most intelligent person ever walked the planet Earth. He said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Now, think about it. He's talked about theory of relativity, all these math formulas, and he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest because you knew if you made 4%, then 8%, then 5%, all these compounding over time. Yeah, you don't get rich in 1 year increasing your 401k or 403 contributions from 3 to 4%. I get it. But the compounding stacking returns over 20 years or 30 years are quite profound. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. The ABC's retirement, and the A is the first thing we got to take a look at about is that of expenses, and B is kind of how we cover those expenses. Now, if you listen to WHD, Mike and Casey in the morning, you'll find me on around 8:25 every morning. I talk about the market news, the national market news, the Hudson Valley Market Index, local business news. And on your drive home, Bill Kugel around 5:15 or so, Andy Bale show, you'll hear him talk about what happened with the markets, what's going on with the local index. So we pretty much got you covered Monday through Friday. Again, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 drive home, talk about the market reports. And Saturday we're off, and Sunday we're right here, back here in WHD, sharing with you today the ABCs of retirement. So now that we got the expenses covered and we taking some time to go through that. I know it's not easy, but probably a good time to do it is one of those rainy Sundays. And guess what? We've had a lot of rainy Sundays lately to go through your expenses. Then we check out what our Social Security number is. We definitely need to know what that is. Of course, I have a program software that I've customized called the GPS for Retirement. If you want to know more about that, contact our office. That does all these things for you. But now we call socialsecurity.org. I'm sorry, email. Go online, whatever we need to do, and find out what our Social Security benefits are. Now, you may have those already. That's great. So now you may also have a pension. And again, those pensions are disappearing, unfortunately, but there are people who are listening who have pensions, and that's going to help a long, long way for taking care of expenses. Now, some people may have small pensions. Hey, they worked at a company for 10 years. Company was downsized, right-sized, upsized, and all these things, and you went somewhere else, and then you started a new working. So you may have some older ones out there that kick in certain years. Whatever it is, you know, make sure you research, stay in touch with those type of things. Also, some of those pensions have cost of living adjustments, and we want to factor that in. That's a positive. So cost of living adjustments, let's say for the first 5 years, you get a 2% increase. And then each year thereafter, you get 1% increase. Whatever it is, you know, we try to get that onto the program and kind of see what that looks like down the road. So, you know, you look at the, you know, ABCs of retirement, right off the bat, we want to know what expenses are, want to know what Social Security can be for you if you do have a pension. And then we take a look at other income. Now, you may have a rental property, something you're renting out for extra income. Maybe you have a side business for extra income. And actually, there's something that's really bizarro when we we look at retirement and say, hey, are you going to work after retirement? That sounds like an oxymoron. That's why I called it bizarro. But it's true. Some people do. So at the age of 62, they retire and say, oh my gosh, I've had enough of this. And my boss, my commute. And then a year later, unretire to work again. And we'll talk about that after these messages. And today, I'm so glad you're joining us with the ABCs of retirement. And we'll be right back right after this message.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're joining this Sunday morning with us. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And you heard Michael Bennett give out my book for free. What is he doing? Well, we told him to give our books out for free for the first 20 callers. So the early bird gets the worm this morning. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Sells on Barnes & Noble, sells on Amazon for $17.99. It's yours for free by calling 845-371-0101. And, you know, think about everything that we do this Sunday. We tackle topics like retirement, the stock market, China trade, Trump. We've done it all here. And most of this, what we do, follows this book. So the book, is, I believe, is a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So again, the phone number is 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we started talking about something I call an oxymoron, working in retirement. Well, first off, let's go back. We started off talking about expenses and getting those expenses down, really getting to know your expenses, combing through and know what your expenses are. And once we know those, then we can run them out and see what they look like with the impact of inflation over time. As we know, cable bills go up, property taxes go up, all these things. And then we said, okay, we're going to get Social Security. Hey, we have to do some more homework also. We have to call Social Security or go socialsecurity.org is probably the best way to do it. You know, they'll give you a temporary password, change the password, and then you can see how much you can get at age 62, at age 66, at age 70, make sure they have the earnings right. So all these things are going to start putting together your ABCs of retirement. And then the next point, if you have a pension, that's great. Put that on there if you have a pension. And then we started talking about other income, and we talked about something that seems kind of foreign, but I've seen this over and over again. I call it a serial retirement, S-E-R-I-L, that type of cereal, that cereal that I eat this morning. By the way, my favorite cereal is Alpen. I don't know why I tell you that, but my grandmother, I still think about it all the time. She used to have Alpen for cereal. So, you know what, to that tradition, I keep eating Alpen cereal. But this is not about Alpen cereal or any old cereal, right? This is about your finances. So, so what we're talking about. is whether or not you're going to have a serial retirement. And that is, most people say, no, when I retire, I'm done. You'd be surprised how many people have called me back and said, okay, I retired at 62, took a couple years off, helped my son's business out a little bit, daughter's business out a little bit, gone with a friend, consulted, did this. Not that you have to, but it's very interesting. A lot of people say to me that, you know what, I think I'm ready to retire. And they retire. And then it feels like, again, this is one that I use in one of my books because it's really funny. He said, you know, it really feels like Groundhog Day. Remember the movie Bill Murray? Funny, but not so funny. In his world, it wouldn't be so funny to wake up to Sonny and Cher every day. I got you, babe. And to do the same thing over and over again. Well, for some of these people, that's what they do. They feel like, oh my God, I got into this kind of routine. I don't get to see my friends anymore and so forth. So, you know, all of us, you know, when we retire, you know, if we have like grandchildren near us, that's great. That's probably our purpose. Probably don't need to go back to work. But for some people, you know, they're type A personalities. They love going and doing and so forth. And they find retirement very boring. Now, I know it sounds weird because we go our whole life looking for retirement. And I've said, it's kind of funny because I think, you know, we're in elementary school. We're like, oh, I can't wait to get to middle school. That's the ticket. And then your middle school said, well, I can't wait to get to high school. Oh, I can't wait to get my license. Oh, I can't wait to get my first boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, you go through old life like this. And somehow in your working years, like, I can't wait to retire because it's like this mantra that we have. And then you retire, again, from the financial part of it. But then you realize, hey, you know what? That work I did served a lot of purpose, you know? One of my clients told me one time that one of the biggest reasons why she left at 72 to retire is the commute wore her out. I mean, going to the city, you know, trains, planes, automobiles, you know, buses, all those things. But after she retired, it took a couple months to get back on track because she said, you know, to tell you the truth, my bus ride was almost like a quasi book club. You know, we all talked about different books we're reading. My lunch buddies was a whole different group. And, you know, we shared things were going on with their grandchildren and children and so forth. And then, you know, she felt kind of unplugged and kind of took some time. Now, she got through it, of course. But when we think about retirement, you know, we also have to kind of think about, are we be working now? Ideally, if you do work after retirement, sounds like an oxymoron, and it is, I recognize that. That the money really is more secondary, right? So the first kind of act one of life is kind of the grind and making sure you have the money and pay for the kids and college and healthcare and And the second act in life should be something that you love anyway, and they pay you just as a secondary thing. And the reason why I say that is that we'd like to draw that on your retirement as well. A lot of planners do not look at that and say, no. No, but really, there's some people who say, look, I'm going to retire, take a couple years off, then I'll consult. I'll make maybe $1,000 a month. Okay, let's put that in your retirement plan so see what that looks like. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of retirement, recovering expenses, covering income, which could be Social Security, what should be Social Security, pension, if you get a pension, that'd be great. Other income in retirement, oxymoron, yes, but it happens. I've seen it, and we plug those in. And then we finally get to your investments. And look, we can't go through all this today of all different investments, but let's say you have a 401k plan. You know, we have to factor in that you'd be making some accumulations. You'd be putting some money away. Let's say putting $1,000 a month, which would be great. That's $12,000 a year. Let's say we factor that in over 5 years. We take the retirement dollars you have already, and let's use 5%. Now, again, hopefully you do a lot better than 5% on your money, but it's most important to use something that's nominal. Again, you can't use 10% or 15%. Because if you don't get 10 or 15%, all the numbers blow up. So if you think about it, left-hand side visually with me, you have the expenses, and they're growing a little bit each year. First couple years are growing quite a bit, as we mentioned, because you have some time, kind of like the go-go years, do the traveling, maybe home improvement, some big expenses early on, factor those in, and then normalize those expenses throughout. Then we have on the other side, Social Security, take a look at 62, 66, 70, which is the right fit for you. Yes, there's a cost of living adjustment, but no, we don't put that on our projections because that's definitely icing on a cake. And some years you do get a cost of living adjustment, Social Security, but then it's eaten up by Plan B, Plan D. And those people are probably nodding their heads right now. They know what I'm talking about. So that's that part. Then you have a pension, hopefully. If not, you'll skip that column, so to speak, visually, on going from left to right. And then finally, we have making money in retirement or some type of money in retirement, which can happen, or if you have rental property or some other way of income or some company. Maybe you're on Shark Tank and you hit it rich and you put that in your column. And then finally, we start taking a look at your retirement and putting more money aside. Oh boy, this gets towards the end of the show. We have so much more to talk about. Again, we love that you're joining us every Sunday morning. Next Sunday, we'll also carry on with some ideas about retirement. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.